Hello, everybody. It's Madge Weinstein here. I'm in the executive suite of the... I can't tell where it is because all people will start to stalk me, and maybe Adams Curry, too, but he's not here yet. He's still masturbating in his hotel room and probably doing some other things he shouldn't be doing. We'll talk about that later. So I'm here in the special suite with two chihuahuas, my lady-in-waiting, Nicole Cardi, and Aaron Burcell, the PR director, is it? Director? PR director? Is that what you are? Pod pimp. He's the pod pimp. And bodyguard. Bodyguard for me, so that people don't kick my ass like these Lestat pansies, the vampires. What are their names? Burcett? No, what is it? Bloated Win? Bloquin? Bloatquin. Right? Bronquin. See, they're vampires, and they decided to, like the vampires Lestat from Anne Rice's novel, they are gay, but instead of sucking blood from submissive men who become vampires themselves, he sucks money out of podcasters and podcast companies. So those are the vampires Birkenstock. Birkenstock, I can remember that because it's lesbian. And our BBC reporter, can I interview you? No. Can I ask you something? Nobody listens anyway. What's your name?
Chris Valens.
And
hang on, can I record this?
Absolutely, sure. Well, you have to ask my PR man, because otherwise...
I record being interviewed by this excellent gentleman.
And you can just call me a lesbian.
Can I? I'd rather not.
You don't want to imagine. It's maybe safer if you picture me as a lesbian, because otherwise I might, you know, try to sit on your face or something.
We'd ruin the magic of radio.
That's true. We're both gorgeous.
Absolutely.
So what's the show you do? BBC Four, did you say?
No, I'm doing a piece for BBC Radio 5, which is a national news and sport network back home. And doing some stuff for Go Digital and for online as well.
So do you know that BBC really stands for Big Blubber Cunt News Service?
No, I didn't, but I'm sure the bosses will be amused to find that out.
Yeah. Yes, it is. So you flew all the way here to interview Adams Curry, all the way from England?
No, I'm usually over here. I'm based in Venice.
In Venice Beach? Oh, so you don't have to fly everywhere like Adams does on a Virgin Upper Class, even though I have to fly coach with two fat beans next to me?
No, I just had to face the 10 East, which I think is at least as bad as long haul.
What is that, a highway?
Yeah, it's a highway.
Yeah, you know, I sat next to two people, and one of them kept farting. And did you ever notice that on the airplane, farts all smell the same? They smell like peanut butter and shit together.
Well, that would be an improvement over the food they usually give you, wouldn't it?
It would, yeah. Well, you have to pay for it now.
Really?
A $600 flight, and you still have to pay for to get a goddamn snack kit. $5.
That's outrageous.
I had bought a yogurt, one of those flavored yogurts from Starbucks, you know, with a can and the nuts. And they gave me a spoon, and I went to the bathroom. I set it down and set down the spoon, and then I lost the yogurt. I mean, I lost the spoon, so I didn't eat the yogurt.
You can't be yeast radio and lose your yogurt. That's just
so you know that yogurt is used for vaginal yeast. How do you know that?
I knew it had yeast. I didn't realize it.
No, it's it cure.
That's beyond my realm of experience, I'm afraid. But that's a neat. Well, I'm pleased to learn that.
You're very smart. Yeah, because most people don't know that yogurt is actually one of the remedies for your vaginal yeast. In fact, I make yogurt at home. As you can see on my videos, I have videos on the internet, you know, video podcasts, which, by the way, I should tell you, they didn't just, you know, all of a sudden pop on the map when Apple Computer decided they exist, okay? There is a world outside of that. So I have to tell you that I've been doing video podcasts for 5 years, since 2000. No, four, yeah, almost 5 years, since 2000. What do you think about that?
I think that's fantastic. What do you think about the 2.5-inch screen? I mean, don't you just go cross-eyed?
Actually, okay, I like it, actually, to tell you the truth, because I sit, and I'm a huge Apple critic, so I'm not going to just kiss any ass. I don't care, except for Nicole's, because she's gorgeous. I sit in bed, and I watch The Desperate Housewives, because I like The Desperate Housewives, and I never watched them before. I'm a busy lesbian, I don't know. And so I thought, well, I can watch this show and catch up, and I sit in bed and watch it. But, you know, what's the difference if you have a 2-inch screen this close or a 20-inch screen that far. I don't really see the difference. I really don't. It's fine for me.
I'm just waiting for all the people to sort of wander into lampposts and, you know, walk off bridges and things.
You can do it wandering around.
Something about the magic of radio, that you can do other things while you're
absolutely, you know. Absolutely. But I don't view it as a competition between radio. You do?
No, I don't. But I just like radio more than I like TV, because that's...
I do, too. I definitely do. And I like creating the audio more.
Yeah, it's just more fun. It's the theater of the mind.
So what's your background?
Radio, really. that's me, yeah.
How come all English people sound gay?
Well, it's because we're intelligent, suave, sophisticated people. You know, that's only natural.
But we have very stupid gay people here, and they still sound gay.
Well, you know, that's... I can only speak for my own country, you know. Your own problems, you'll have to sort out on your own. You fought a war against us to get the right to sort out problems with your own people. You
know? Look where that got us.
For you anymore, you know. Yeah, you threw the tea in the water. And, you know,
yeah, now it's Red Bull.
Now. Sorry?
What do you think of the political situation, what our two countries are doing? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Professionally, I have absolutely
I understand. I understand. I understand. But at least you guys do a much better reporting on it than we do. I actually watch BBC News at home. Every day, I watch about, when I do my show, I watch about 5 different news channels. I record them on my TiVo, and then I watch and see what the differences are. So I watch like CBS, McNeil News, Hour. I'm sorry, I'm not interviewing you. So anyway.
That's right.
I'm interviewing myself.
It's great for me. It's great for me.
Do you know about... Well, I'll tell you something. This is interesting for me, because I found out, I actually broke a story before it went, before... Well, there was a story that the U.S. used chemical weapons in Fallujah, like actual, like napalm-like substances. And there was a story, and Italian television broadcast a story, but my friend who works for another country's TV station told me about it the day before it aired. And I posted it on Insane Films before it aired anywhere, and then Democracy Now! Went with it the next day. And I had called, like, the networks in the U.S., and they didn't run it. They just told me they'll wait to get it off the wire.
So is this a new venture for you? You're going to become hard news as well as East Radio?
I'd like to, but you know what? I don't know. If news is not always a money-making venture, but I would love to, like, get something like that going.
I mean, now that Dan Rather's gone, you know, there's
they need a lesbian in there.
I think that would definitely, you know, be add to the diversity of news programming. Yeah, yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Is there anything you wanted to ask me?
Where did you get that wig? It was fantastic, the one you were wearing earlier.
What wig? That was my hair. I'm just wearing a bonnet. This is a bonnet.
Sorry, I've given the game away. It was very impressive, though, for those of you listening in black and white. It was a great effort. Yeah. No.
Thank you very much. Thank you. There'll be more outfits to come. And now Nicole's here. My lady.
Sorry.
Oh, the dogs are barking. I guess. Okay, sure. Sure. So Nicole's here. Hi, lady in waiting. How are you?
Hello, I'm well. How are you doing?
Good. What are your thoughts about this show so far?
It's not a very attractive crowd, I must say.
I'm sorry.
How so?
Well, it's a lot of really plain, boring, overweight people with pleated khakis and it's...
But I told everybody not to do that.
Not to do what? Not to dress like that?
Yeah, I did a whole rant on my show about it.
Well, they didn't listen.
I guess they don't. That's the problem.
Are you going to punish them now?
Yeah.
What are you going to
do? Sorry, you have to talk because I'm kind of out of energy now.
It's all up to me?
Yeah, talk.
Well, what do you want me to
talk
about?
You want to talk to people? Talk to that guy there, the one that took my show.
Joe.
Pacific Hell.
Right. Here, are we... Oh, Christ, you're going to edit this later?
No, I'm not editing. I'm posting it.
You're posting it right now? Oh, Matt. All right, here I go. Hi, how are you doing? Hi, how are you doing? So we're taping right now.
You are.
So tell everyone who you are.
My name is Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov, and I am the host of Pacific Coast Hellway.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So, what are you eating here?
It looks like I'm having some sort of. I don't know. I can see the spur marks where the jockey was kicking it, but it looks like some sort. I think it's Schnauzer.
Schnauzer.
Yes, it's a Schnauzer.
Oh no.
Oh no. Wait, that's Oh, no, that's Burmese Mountain Dog, I believe.
Burmese Mountain Dog.
Yeah.
It's dachshund over here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good. Is there dip for the dachshund?
There is dip for the dachshund.
Oh, good.
And who are you?
Yeah, hi, I'm John. I'm the other guy with Pacific Coast Hellway, the less talkative, taller, more alcoholic one.
Yes.
Oh, okay, more alcoholic. Yeah. What's your drink of choice?
What you got.
Yeah. So whatever, what anything goes. Rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, ethanol.
Oh, ethanol. Excellent.
I would actually happily name a drink, but they haven't paid me to do so. So fuck them.
Well, I thought they had. I thought the White Swallow was named after you.
No. That's the bathhouse I frequent.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's a whole different thing.
Oh, okay. So where do you live?
Well, I personally live actually in a... There's a little box underneath the hotel that I live in that they've just kicked me out of because... But I'm going to score a new pad at the Portable Sanitation Expo, which is right next to the Portable Media Expo.
We're really excited about that. That's so cool. Did you see all the toilets and everything?
Yeah, it's amazing that you can have two conventions in the same building that both deal with portable shit. So...
So are you also going to visit, you know, the Potty Expo?
Well, I've been over there already.
Really?
Oh, sure.
Did you test drive any of the equipment?
Oh, okay. I'm not sure we're at the same show.
Well, see, we are trying out a new product there, and our slogan is, it's my potty and I'll cry if I want to. But, you know, unfortunately, a portable, sandpaper-encrusted fist for... Personal hygiene doesn't really sell too well.
See, I think if Apple was smart, they would invent the iPod just for the bathroom and call it the Potty Pod.
I like that.
I think you just have it. It runs. It's hydroponic. It's flush powered. it's like one of those hybrid vehicles. You know, like every time you step on the brakes, you get a little extra electricity. The Potty Pod. Every time you flush, you charge the battery.
I like that. So that way you can basically fill it full of crap instead of having to download daily source code.
Absolutely.
We kid.
We love.
No, I love daily source code, especially since it's my new lead-in.
So how do you feel about all the shows where they constantly kiss Adam Curry's ass all day long?
You know what? I don't really care if other people kiss his ass. It's not my concern, you know. It's like what other people do is their own business. Wow, is that a gerbil? Dude, your gerbil is...
That is Menina, and she... That's Menina, and she's a chihuahua.
She's a very cute chihuahua.
She's beautiful.
You are one beautiful little bitch, you know that.
Girl, see her tail's wagging? Her tail's wagging, she's getting all excited.
I'm holding her...
Menina, beautiful girl.
I think I'm holding her cousin here.
Don't listen to them, Menina. It's chicken.
Honestly, though, it's like if other people want to kiss Adam's butt, I mean, that's fine because Adam deserves a lot of credit for what he's done for this whole medium. And honestly, it's like we wouldn't be here right now eating this delicious schnauzer if it wasn't for the fact that Adam noticed us. And he only noticed us because we made fun of him.
He will always, no matter where he goes, no matter where life takes him, he will always be Pacific Coast Hellway's big-haired fag.
Forever. Do you always ride in a car to work?
Actually, he does the show. Talk to him about the whole car thing.
Yeah, I do
really
the show.
The
yeah, I'm really actually in the car.
It's not all in the car.
We we channel each other because, see, John and I, and not a lot of people know this, but John and I are Siamese cousins, and we were separated at birth. We shared a joint ass cheek. Yeah, a joint urethra, and they were able to create a synthetic one for John. But
so it looks like he got most of the placenta.
Yes. As a matter of fact, he did. And, you know, it's like it's because John was, he was blessed with with such a bounty of afterbirth. See, I'm afterbirthly challenged by nature, which is probably why I crave so much of this attention.
Yes, but the good Lord did give you the bigger wang.
That is true. And you know what? It's in the trunk of my car because that hitchhiker isn't going to miss it.
No. By wang, I actually meant nose, but hey, oh. You know, whatever you want to call it.
I thought you were talking about my mainframe computer that we record on. We record on punch cards on our mainframe computer.
It's all done on Big Blue.
Yeah.
The thing they used to play chess with Garry Kasparov.
Yeah.
That's what it takes to power our show.
That's right. Our show requires so much horsepower that it's a whole room. Of monkeys and vacuum tubes.
Those guys with horn-rimmed glasses and the crew cuts, you know, all running through. It's like Mission Control.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's like.
So where are all the other people that are on your? I got my mouth full. Where are the other people on your website?
The Hell Players, the Pacific Coast Hell Players. Well, what we do is we gather them together, and the best way to gather actors together is to pretend like we're actually going to cast them in something, and give them free food. No, actually, what we do is we have photographs of them in compromising positions. Like, you know, there's a picture of Levitan with a.
We think it's a ferret. Well, you can't see the face.
So. No, I'm picturing you all in this car together, like a minivan, and you're all singing like the Wiggles, like that children's program. That's what I'm picturing, like a little red car, and you're all. And is that what it is?
Yeah, we are the American version of the Wiggles.
The Wiggers.
The Wiggers, yeah.
We
with our low rider, and you know, we all pile into the low rider, and
place smells like bacon.
It does, yeah. And corn chips and feet. So. Oh, no. Oh, that's me, actually.
Do you really want a serious answer to your almost serious question?
I don't remember what it was.
A lot of the show, not to give too much away, but a lot of it is done through the magic of post. I mean, we just do a lot in post. It's
yes.
Nothing crazy.
I'm a post-menopausal.
I'm pre-post-menopausal, so I feel like...
This dog really wants some food.
Yes. I need to post this show, speaking of posting, so thank you very much. What podcast do you listen to besides mine?
We listen to Accident Hash, we listen to Daily Source Code, and definitely always subscribe to Mashup Town. And, of course, we listen to Yeast Radio every day.
Every damn day.
I'm going to quiz you. What's my vagina's name?
Shecky.
Liar.
I thought it was Alvin.
Okay.
No, that's a chipmunk.
I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. There's a name for each lip.
Oh, Bert and Ernie.
Motherfucker. That's the labia minora. I meant the labia majora.
Labia minora, isn't that for Hanukkah?
Yes. You'll see that tomorrow. Actually, it is. So, I'll tell you, since you suck. It's the outer labia is the Mertz's, Fred and Ethel Mertz.
Oh.
Like Fredgina.
Nice.
Inner labia, we have Arnold and Willis. So that's it. And if you don't remember by the next time, then you're going to have to meet them in person.
I would love that, John.
That would be swell.
I wasn't offering it to you. I was offering it to the Chinese one.
Well, because he has the bigger wang.
Yeah.
The computer, right.
No.
I thought you said you had 6 inches yesterday. Isn't that what you told me?
But that...
Only when you're looking at him naked.
That's right.
What if you're looking at her naked?
Well, then it's probably 6.5.
Yeah.
So I had to have 6 cut off because, you know, it was tough getting these pants to fit correctly. So
you needed a holster like Al Gore.
Well, yeah. I wanted to share with John. See, we share everything. So I had to cut 6 off and give it to him.
And I took that 6 and I actually put it to good use. I put it to really good use. Matter of fact, it's something I want to talk to you about later. But we'll wait till the
morning. Absolutely. No problem.
You sent it to feed the children.
I have nothing for that.
Because we're all about sending severed cock to children.
I want to ask you one last question. What's your book?
My book is The Art of Surfacing. It's available at Amazon.com, at Buy.com, at Borders.com, and the Forbes.com.
And what's it about?
It's about lawyers, guns, money, sex, drugs, rock and roll. It's a thriller. And you know what? I think everybody out there should buy it because you're really going to dig it.
And are you going to be able to quit your day job?
We're hoping so, but I have probably the best day job in the world.
What is it?
I run a
gay pool boy.
I run a
gay pool boy.
Gay pool boy escort service, yeah. And I'd like you to meet Javier, my protege. And let me take the ball gag out of his mouth. So
sexy.
No, I run a small Hollywood production company and a couple of record labels. So it's...
Well, Nicole's an actress. Will you hire her?
Oh, you are?
Yes.
Yeah, she's hot, too. She did commercials, but I can't say which one. I'll give you a hint.
You did... You, for Cook Dog, you did a Yoshinoya commercial?
Can you sing the song? It's been long enough.
No, I can't.
Legally or?
No, legally I cannot sing it ever.
Oh, come on.
No, I can't sing it.
It's got to be something really hilarious, right? Like, you know.
I've done. I have recordings I can play for you.
Oh, wait. Is it that that Pepto-Bismol one? It's like.
No. No.
Heartburn, digestion, diarrhea. Oh, Pepto-Bismol.
All right. I'm going to end this so I can post it before the next interview. I have to harass more Republicans. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
So, do you live out here?
Yeah, I live in...